My guest today is violinist Melissa White, who will join the National Philharmonic in a performance of the Violin Concerto No. 2 by Florence Price this coming Saturday at Strathmore. In some ways, it's almost a new work in the concert hall, even though she wrote it in 1952. How do you feel when you perform this violin concerto?
It is exhilarating because, as you said, it's an older work, but new to my ears, to the listeners' ears, and to the concert hall. So I love getting to be the voice of this work being resurrected. And I've fallen deeply in love with Florence Price's writing. So I think it's very soulful. It's quite flashy in a fun way. And since it's now getting some playtime and her works are getting to be heard more often, we're getting to know her language as a writer.
Is there something about her writing that you find in her other work that you can describe in this violin concerto?
I would say her ear for melodies is unique. It's got a sense of southern soulful longing and richness to it. And the way that she puts it into a classical form is what makes it so special. And so these themes that are reoccurring are catchy for the ear. And she gives the ear time to hear it, but then she brings it back a number of times so that it's almost like coming back home. And you don't know this is home yet, but as the piece goes on and you get to hear these themes again and again, it becomes this sweet spot of, oh, this is home. I remember that.
Let's talk a little bit about the odyssey of the violin that you play.
So I'm now playing on a Galliano made in the 1700s, so an old Italian violin. And I met this violin just in August. So we're still getting to know each other, but I have fallen in love. It's a rich sound, and it's a violin that allows me to project a lot easier. And so it's just a lot of fun to play, and it works really well, especially when I solo with orchestra.
So when you walk out on stage with a violin, do you have a sense of pride? Like you're there with the best looking, most interesting person in the room? How does it feel to play the Galliano?
I love that. Like just the hottest person in the room. In a way, yes. I think what it is also a sense of security. You feel like this instrument will be there for you in the moment. So inspiration comes to many artists, especially me, when I get on stage and there's an audience there because you feel the energy and it's very fresh and it's very real. And so to have an instrument where if I feel inspired to be even more quiet or delicate, it will respond. If I feel inspired to be even more gutsy or bold, let's say on the G string, which is our darkest, lowest string, it will be there. It's exciting to feel like whatever inspiration comes in the moment, this violin will give me space to deliver.
My guest has been Melissa White, who will perform Florence Price's Violin Concerto No. 2 with the National Philharmonic this coming Saturday, April 15th at 8 p.m. at Strathmore. Tickets and information are at nationalphilharmonic.org. Thanks so much for talking with me.
Thank you.